that's always the defense, isn't it? A guy can be the biggest asshole in the world, but if he served in the military, all of a sudden he's some kind of hero. And if we want to say, hey, that motherfucker's a motherfucker, we got to follow it up with, but I honor his service, or some such shit. Like, I don't know, John McCain? This is a guy who was tortured in the jungle until he signed a confession that said, I am a black criminal and perform the deeds of an air pirate. No, really, that's what the fuck it said. And now he says it's okay for us to torture because we might get some valuable information. I mean, yeah, I guess if you're Captain Skyflyer going after Blackwing the air pirate, yeah. But otherwise, I don't think so. I mean, fuck, this is a guy who pranced and preened around Congress about campaign finance reform and now guzzles more chode from corporate lobbyist cock than a suburban Jersey twink on his first overnight in Greenwich Village. This is a guy who said he was against tax cuts for the wealthy until he needed a reach around for his base. And now we're supposed to think about what he was 40 years ago and say, oh yeah, but John McCain's a hero. He's a hero. He's a goddamn hero. And no matter how much we disagree, I honor his service. Well, here's my problem with that. John McCain's a hero in a war that we lost. Isn't that kind of like being the most valuable player on the New England Patriots at the Super Bowl? I mean, you know, hey, thanks for trying, A for effort, but you know, it wouldn't have mattered in the long run if you'd even shown up. So I mean, you know, McCain, unlike George Bush may be a fucking retard, but he at least called in his dad's friends to get him out of going to Nam. McCain requested combat duty. He wanted to kill some gooks. Bad. That doesn't make him a hero. That makes him a psychopath. So McCain's first foreign policy decision was to voluntarily go to the Vietnam War. I think that's reason enough right there to question his judgment as a leader. I mean, yeah, John Kerry did the same thing, but at least he didn't come back and say, oh man, that war's just fucking awesome. Heal me up so I can go back and kill some more. I have more respect for a draft dodger who hid up in his parents' attic, Anne Frank style, shitting and crying to himself in a corner because he might be dragged off to Nam, than I do for McCain. You know why? Because that draft dodger made the right decision. Oh, and then the North Vietnamese offered McCain the chance to leave, to withdraw, if you will. And McCain said no. So his second foreign policy decision was to stay in Vietnam. To stay in Vietnam. No wonder this guy is saying that we're going to be there for another century. It's in his blood. Oh, Jesus, I honor his service. It's like saying that a pit bull is a cuddly, lovable pet until it rips out the throat of your neighbor's three-year-old. You know, look at Timothy McVeigh. Timothy McVeigh, before he was busy bombing buildings, he was in the Army. He was a Gulf War vet. He won the Bronze Star. He was honorably discharged. John Allen Muhammad, the DC sniper, he was also a Gulf War vet. Hell, Jeffrey Dahmer served 2 years in the Army. That's 2 years more than me. Am I supposed to say, oh, you know what, these fuckers, you guys are real fuckers for shooting people in the head and blowing up kids and trying to create an army of zombie man whores. But you know what? I honor your service to our country. And, you know, who am I, you know? Who am I? I'm just some overfed, vaguely alcoholic, hippie-looking liberal who's judging John McCain. You know, judging a man who spent 5 years eating gook roach stew while having his bones broken by people yelling Mao, Mao in his face and raping him with sticks so that now the only way he can get a hard-on is when his wife uses a bamboo dildo. Yeah, who the fuck am I? Well, fuck that. You know what? One of the great ironies of being in the military in this country is you're defending my right to say, fuck you, John McCain, you gimpy motherfucker. And I don't even have to follow that up with, but I honor your service. So I don't want to hear about John McCain, war hero. You know, he wanted to go to Nam. He wants us in Iraq. And he's praised George Bush so many times that he can't open his mouth without getting a face full of presidential ass. His opinion's about as worthless as a pity hand job from a Hanoi whore.